Welcome to Simplistic Reviews, Simply 15. I'm Justin Palizzi. You may notice I'm missing a few people. That's because today we decided to do something a little different. We lost somebody. Somebody that we'd love to make fun of. So we are dedicating our Simply 15 and our movie commentary to make fun of Mr. Stabby, Stab Stab. Enjoy.
Thanks, I'm Norm MacDonald, and now the fake news. Well, it is finally official. Murder is legal in the state of California. Our top story tonight. Following his shocking acquittal 2 weeks ago, O.J. Simpson vowed never to rest until the real killers of Nicole Brown Simpson are brought to justice. And the manhunt continues. After initially vowing never to rest until his wife's killers are brought to justice, O.J. Simpson this week changed his pledge slightly. He now vows to have sex with hot-looking models. Meanwhile, this week, O.J. took girlfriend Paula Barbieri to see the erotic murder mystery Jade. Other moviegoers took the couple's presence in stride, though they did become uncomfortable when O.J. repeatedly shouted out, "You call that a stabbing? That's..." Simpson had been discussing marriage with girlfriend Paula Barbieri, but reportedly she has called the wedding off. Her fear was that if they married, she would be brutally murdered. And then someone would try to pin it on O.J. The L.A. District Attorney's Office has given Marsha Clark and Christopher Darden, bonuses of over $10,000 for, quote, lengthy hard time duty, unquote, in the O.J. Simpson case. A spokesman for the D.A. said that the prosecutor's bonuses would have been even higher, except for the fact that they let a killer go free. According to a report out this week, O.J. Simpson is still extremely angry that Robert Shapiro began writing a book while he was defending the football legend. However, Simpson is extremely pleased that he got away with killing his wife and that waiter. A down-and-out O.J. Simpson, depressed that all of his money-making ideas have failed, has decided to go back to doing what he does best, killing people. In a surprise move, O.J. Simpson has offered to give an interview to CNN with, quote, absolutely no ground rules. But interviewers Greta Van Susteren and Roger Cossack have asked for one. Don't kill us. In sworn testimony this week, Paula Barbieri admitted that she had broken up with O.J. Simpson the very night Nicole Brown Simpson was killed. Boy, that had to be a tough day for O.J., huh? First he gets dumped by his girlfriend, then Colombian hitmen kill his wife. Man, that's... In an effort to raise money for his enormous legal bills, O.J. Simpson this week began marketing a video which attempts to prove his innocence. Should the tape not sell, Simpson has a backup idea, his very own video of the actual murders themselves. This week on NBC's Dateline, three members of the Simpson jury explained their not guilty votes and argued that if Simpson had killed his wife, there should have been bloodstains all over his gate, front door, and light switches. Also this week, Simpson friend Al Cowlings released his video, How to Get Bloodstains Off Gates, Front Doors, and Light Switches. In his civil court deposition this week, O.J. Simpson denied under oath that he ever punched, kicked, or slapped his ex-wife, Nicole. Oh, great. As if O.J. isn't busy enough tracking down the real killers, now he's got to track down the real wife beater, too. It's... And in Brentwood, O.J. himself was spotted manning a lemonade stand with his daughter, Sydney. Asked by reporters why sales were so poor, O.J. replied, "Beats me," and then he went back to cutting lemons with a giant knife. A new development in the O.J. Simpson civil trial this week, according to sworn testimony, Nicole Brown Simpson had told her therapist that she was afraid of getting beaten by O.J. Simpson. Asked why he didn't report this earlier, the therapist said, "I was afraid of getting beaten by O.J. Simpson." I said, "getting beaten," and that may have hurt a little. According to a Senate Committee on Violence, Denise Brown has done more to bring attention to the cause of battered women than any other person. Well, almost any other person. Once again, O.J. gets the short shrift. In Los Angeles this week, Lyle and Eric Menendez were found guilty of first-degree murder. So, to review California law, it is killing your wife, legal. Killing your parents, illegal. A shocking new development in the O.J. Simpson case. Late this afternoon, a high-ranking official in the Los Angeles Police Department admitted to Geraldo Rivera that the police did conspire to frame O.J. Simpson for the murders of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. However, they called the conspiracy off when they got to the murder scene and found that O.J. really did do it. While in England, where he spoke at Oxford University, Simpson had defended actor Marlon Brando's criticism of Hollywood Jews. Later, from his island hideaway, Brando sent O.J. a telegram which read, "You're not helping." Arriving back in the U.S. after his week in London, O.J. Simpson was asked by a reporter why he hadn't spent Mother's Day with his children. A visibly annoyed Simpson replied, "Idiot, I didn't spend Mother's Day with my kids because I killed their mother." Well, more O.J. Simpson news. On Friday, the Juice officially endorsed Bill Clinton for president, adding, quote, "I'd like to help him any way I can," to which the president replied, "Well, there is one thing." In Los Angeles this week, the defense suffered a setback in the second O.J. trial when Simpson was ordered to turn over a secret videotape which lawyers say contains proof of his guilt. What's on the tape? The first O.J. trial. Finally this week, lawyers in the new O.J. Simpson trial actually found a prospective juror who claims to know nothing about O.J. Simpson, the murders, or the first trial, and who told the court, quote, "I don't even know when it started or ended." Unfortunately, the man had to be disqualified when it was learned that he had been a juror in the first O.J. trial. During a recent interview on 2020, longtime O.J. Simpson friend Robert Kardashian said he now believes Simpson may be guilty, though he did add that had he believed O.J. was guilty at the time, he never would have agreed to hide his bloody clothes and knife. At his civil trial in Los Angeles this week, O.J. Simpson attorneys began their case with an attack on Nicole Brown Simpson's character. Outraged Brown family lawyers responded, quote, "Nicole is a victim. No matter what she did, she certainly did not cut her own throat." To which Simpson's attorneys replied, "On the contrary, that is precisely what we intend to prove." At the Simpson civil trial this week, O.J. and Fred Goldman got into an explosive shouting match. Mr. Goldman bellowed at O.J., "Don't give me that damn look." while O.J. shouted back, "I wasn't even looking at you. You're just mad because I killed your son." Against the Jets last week, Buffalo Bills running back Thurman Thomas broke O.J. Simpson's career rushing record, and the week before, he surpassed Simpson in career touchdowns. Next up for Thomas, an attempt to kill three people at once. O.J. Simpson was in a different courtroom this week, attempting to regain custody of his two children. In order to prove to the court how much he loves his kids, O.J. pointed out, quote, "Hey, they're still alive, aren't they?" This week in Los Angeles civil court, an FBI expert testified that shoe prints left by the killer exactly matched shoes belonging to O.J. Simpson. In response, O.J. stood up and exclaimed, "Wait a minute. Wait a doggone minute. I just figured it out. The real killer is me." According to researchers in Australia, koala bears have fingerprints so close to those of human beings that they could easily be mistaken by police at the scene of a crime. It should be noted, however, that the research was funded by O.J. Simpson. So. Oh, there's a phone call here. Here I have a phone. Let me see now. Who would this be? Hello?
Hey, Norm, what's up? It's O.J.
O.J., hey. Hi, O.J. Hey, what have you been up to?
I just got back from the movie.
Oh, the movie. What'd you see?
Beautiful Girls.
Oh, yeah. Who's in that again?
Oh, you know, Uma Thurman, Lauren Hardy, Mira Sorvino, Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell's in Beautiful Girls?
I know, Norm. I was nonplussed myself.
Anyway there, Juice. Hey, how's it going with the, the manhunt there for the killers?
Oh, Norm, don't ask.
Not good, huh?
That is an understatement. I'm no closer to finding the real killers today than I was when I started. It's like they vanished into thin air.
Oh, well, give it time there, O.J. You know, it can't be that bad.
Oh, believe me, it is that bad. Sometimes I feel like I might as well shut down the whole investigation.
Oh, come on now. Hey, did anything ever come out of that lead you picked up there about the shadowy figure leaving the crime scene?
No, you're not going to believe it. It turns out that was me.
Well, so I guess that's a dead end, huh?
Yeah.
Well, hey, how about that guy that was seen running back to your house by limo driver Alan Parks?
Oh, guess what? That turns out that was me also.
Oh. Well, what are you going to do, huh?
Nothing you can do. Sometimes you just have to laugh. Anyway, Norm, while I have you here, I was going to ask you a favor.
Oh, yeah, sure, Juice. What is it?
I produced a video dealing with some of the inconsistencies in the evidence, and I've been having trouble getting the 800 number out on the airwaves.
Really? I'll put it out.
Okay, that would be great. It's 1-800-555-0165.
Oh, okay. That's 1-800-555-0165?
Right. 1-800-555-0165.
Okay, 1-800-555-0165. Okay. Hey, what's the video cost there, O.J.? Was it like $100?
Oh, no, it's $29.95.
$29.95? Good Lord, that's nothing.
Yeah, well...
You're practically giving it away.
We're trying to price it so that the average person can afford to buy it.
Well, O.J., the question's not can the average person afford to buy it. The question is, can the average person afford not to buy it?
Well, we think it's a quality video.
Well, the price is certainly right. Hey, let me ask you a favor, O.J. Can I give out that number one more time?
Sure.
Okay, then. That's 1-800-555-0165.
Right. Okay, Norm, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, Juice. Hey, take care, buddy. O.J. Simpson, everybody. O.J. Simpson. O.J. the Juice. Well, in a sworn deposition this week, O.J. Simpson claimed that he never, ever beat, choked, or hit his ex-wife with a closed or open fist. Luckily for O.J., lawyers forgot to ask if he'd ever cut her head off. So. And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had. Great, Manny. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case... all bets are off. This is